confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers all over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they encamped by the sea near Pi Hahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians and to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and horsemen." Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Here ends the reading of God's word.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, peace be unto you in this difficult time. We truly need the peace of God. We really need the blessing of God to make us healthy. We need the blessing of God to help us to maintain peace and harmony in our family. We also need the peace within our hearts as we face the difficulties. But most important of all, we need to have peace with the Lord Jesus. Dear brothers, in the past few weeks, we have been hearing the word of God from Exodus. We have heard how the Israelites were slaves in Egypt and how they often cried out to the Lord for help, for mercy. The Lord had never forgotten about his promise to their forefathers. He had promised them to lead them into the promised land. So he sent his servant Moses to go before Pharaoh and ask him to let the people go. And we have heard from the word of God how Pharaoh refused and how the Lord have given him several warnings. He turned the river into blood and he brought upon the Egyptians plagues such as the plague of frogs, and eventually the death of the firstborn. And Pharaoh finally given in and let the people go. And as the Lord led the people out of Egypt, he told Moses that he will harden the heart of Pharaoh. Now, why did the Lord want to harden the heart of Pharaoh? He says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and he will pursue them, but I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all the army. The Lord will gain glory. He will manifest by his glorious and majestic power that he is the Lord. When God sent Moses to see Pharaoh, to ask him to let the people go, and Pharaoh told Moses, who is the Lord? Why should I obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. And we will learn later on how by the miraculous power of the Lord, the Egyptian will know that the Lord is God and there is no other God except the Lord. Now, what can we learn from this episode? In the world today, we have seen how the decision of a national leader can affect the whole nation, the people, and even the world. It is important that he had good, capable, and wise counselors to give him good advice, and brave enough to tell the truth, even if he did not want to listen. However, as we have seen, the character of the leader is equally important. One whose heart is for the good of the people. One who is humble and wise to accept the expert advice. A bad leader will bring sufferings only to the nation. As we have seen in the case of Pharaoh, how his decision not only cause sufferings to Israel, but also to his own people. He refused to let the Israelites go. Now, some people might think that he was a very wise and strong leader. He was wise because he did not want to let Israel, the slaves, go. Without the service, it would affect the nation GDP. But some people would think that this Pharaoh was very stubborn, who refused time and again to let the people go. But the Bible says the Lord hardened his heart, because he first hardened his own heart, even though the Lord had given him several warnings. Now, what do we do when leaders go against God's people? We should not be discouraged or even be frightened. We should continue to believe that our Lord is sovereign over all. He's in control of all things. Everything happens is within his plan, including the hardening of the hearts of the leaders. It is to show the world ultimately that he is the Lord. We don't know how he is going to do it. We just have to trust him. But meanwhile, we will pray for them, as Apostle Paul instructs us in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Notice, we are to pray for the kings and all those in authority, not just for the prosperity of the nation, but that the people may be able to live a peaceful life, a quiet life, so that we in godliness and holiness can really prove to others, show others that we are the people of God, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth, that they may believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. We pray for them, for those kings and all in authorities, and continue to trust the Lord will do his mighty work. Now, why did the Lord tell Moses he will harden Pharaoh's heart? The Lord wanted to prepare Moses. He did not want Moses to get panicked when Moses saw the Egyptian's army coming after him and the people. He did not want Moses to doubt his faithfulness in saving his people. He wanted him to know that the Lord will fight for the Israelites. It was part of the Lord's plan for salvation. However, when the people saw the Egyptians' army, they were terrified. They cried out to the Lord, and they said to his servant Moses, "What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." The people were afraid that they were going to die. In front of them was the Red Sea. To move on, they would only be drowned in the sea. Behind them were the army of the Pharaoh, the chariots and the horsemen. To fight against them would only be defeated and be killed. either way, they would die. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert, as they said to Moses. Dear brothers and sisters, are you frightened of death? And why are you frightened of death? What would you do when you know you are going to die? This is how Moses answered the Israelites. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Do not be afraid. Fear causes people to panic, become irrational, not thinking straight, like the Israelites wanted to go back and became slaves again. Fear makes people seeking someone to blame, like the Israelites, blaming Moses and even God. Fear is the root cause of our emotions, such as panic, anger, even depression. Instead of trying to avoid fear, Moses confronted fear right on. He had a way to deal with it. Stand firm, he said. Don't try to do anything or go anywhere. You can't do anything anyway. Acknowledge it, stay where you are, and trust the Lord. Now, I know it is hard for us to do, facing death. But Moses did it because he believed in the promise of God. Be like Moses, and you will see the deliverance or the salvation of the Lord from your enemy. The Israelites saw the Egyptian army and they were terrified. But now they're going to see something even greater. Just be patient and wait upon the Lord. For the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still or silent. In other words, the Israelites could not save themselves, but the Lord can. He will fight for them. The Lord is the one who rescues people who cannot rescue themselves. He is the one who gives us hope when there is no hope. It is true in Exodus. It is also true in God saving us from sins through His Son Jesus Christ. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says the wages of sin is death. No one is able to save himself from his sins. And no one, as a result, able to escape from death. There is no hope. However, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. All we need to do is to believe in Jesus and receive from him the eternal life. He can save us from our sins. And where there is no hope facing death, he can give us the hope of eternal life. At one of our Bible study, the topic was on fear. And I asked them the question, how many of you are afraid of COVID-19? And one of them answered, I'm not afraid. because I believe in Jesus Christ and have hope of eternal life, even though I die. Are you fearful of death? Believe in Jesus and receive from him the hope of eternal life. After Moses asked the people to stand firm, the Lord told the people to move on. The people were to cross the Red Sea with the waters before them. Then the Lord told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of waters on the right and on the left. And here I'd like to invite you to share with you.
The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand. The blast of his nostrils.
Behold, the mighty
lead them through the midst of the water. His will be done.
By this,
he opens the waters before them.
Will be able to see that the Lord is God, and that when the Egyptians wanted to cross the Red Sea to pursue the people of Israel, the Lord threw them into confusion. The wheels of the chariots were jammed and came off. The Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." The Lord told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea. The water flowed back and covered the entire Pharaoh's army, the chariots and the horsemen, and not one of them survived. And as the Bible says in Exodus chapter 14, verses 30 to 31, that day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptian, the people feared the Lord and put the trust in him and in Moses, his servant. The Lord displayed his mighty power to show the Egyptians he is the Lord, and his people also saw and put the trust in him and his servant Moses. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, we have heard from the word of God how God fought for the people of Israel. He has been fighting for his people, the church, and he is still fighting for the church today. God let his people cross the Red Sea. Jesus died for us to save us from our sins and to cross death to eternal life. Because Jesus has risen, therefore we have this hope of eternal life. If God can do this mighty work, there's nothing to fear when we have difficulties, when we have trials, even when we face death. Do not be be afraid, as Moses said. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still and trust the Lord. Amen. And now Reverend Ying Yi shall lead us in the Holy Communion.
Fusion, hemmed in by the desert.